time for scripture reading. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see. Okay, scripture reading, it's found in the book of Mark, chapter 14, 1 to 9. So I give you a moment to prepare your Bible or your phone. Scripture reading again is found in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 1 to 9. Title is Jesus Anointed at Bethany. Now, the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached and throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, we come to you now and pray for our English ministry as a whole. May you help us all to grow in you with a stronger faith every day, yet with a gentle heart to love each other just like you. May you guide the pastor you find suitable for us to approach us soon, and may you give us wisdom and guidance to pick the one you're pleased with, not one that only matches the job description of what we're looking for. Father, please continue to uplift the worship ministry and the team leaders so they can be closer to you through the ministry, feel your presence among them when they practice, and be strengthened by your power as they lead the congregation in worshiping every Sunday. For those who have applied or will be applying today for the baptismal transfer ceremony at the end of this month, may you help them to prepare their hearts and testimonies for those who will be sharing at the ceremony so their faith can be strengthened and their words to touch the friends and families who have not come to know you yet. We pray these things in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. We're delighted today to have Pastor Enoch with us to share God's word. His topic is sacred stories.
Good morning, Amina. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. So you know what? So every time when I preach in EM service, I feel very exciting and very nervous as well. So I because I don't know much about your culture, I don't know much how I can preach in English.
Can I leave now, Pastor Enoch?
Nope. Of course not. So of course I love to work with working with Mina. Yeah, but at the same time I urge you to pray for me. So I really want someday in the future I will preach in English. Right? So pray for me. Pray for me. But at the same time, I urge you to pray for Amina because I didn't give her my sermon notes today, so that she really don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, actually, I don't know too. Surprise. Okay, so God is surprised all the time. Okay, so that's
Layla, huh? Layla. Okay, let's go.
So I would like to. Okay, I would like to asking you the questions. So what is the preaching? So why do we need preaching in worship?
Why do we need to preach in Sunday worship?
Why don't
we just extend the Singspiration time and
跟住就完啦，跟住我哋圣餐，跟住之后就完啦。
And then we'll have the Lord's table, and that's it.
点解啊？点解我哋要讲道噶
？Why do we have to preach?
So what do you expect in the preaching?
有咩嘢你
你有期望啲咩嘢噶
？What are you expecting for？
点解啊
？Seriously, I think he's really asking for you to answer.
Yeah. So I should be pretend so serious.
Exactly.
点解啊
？Why？
讲到嘅时候系做啲咩嘅咧？讲啲咩嘅咧
？What do we do when we preach？
Yeah, 讲 secret story.
Talk about secret stories.
What is the content about the secret story?
咁究竟讲乜嘅？
即系讲咩嘅咧 ？Oh, relationship with mankind. 可能我哋讲道嘅时候咧，好自然我哋都会去讲圣经嘅，系咪
？When we preach, we usually refer to the Bible.
我哋都好着重去讲圣经。
We really rely on the Bible content.
圣经其实系讲紧 the God's story.
The Bible is about God's story.
有人话咧，其实圣经就系讲紧上帝自己嘅自传。
Somebody said Bible it's actually the what is it called? 自传 it's the
autobiography.
Oh yeah, there we go. See he can do it.
系上帝嘅自传俾我哋去揭示，俾我哋去认识上帝系点样嘅。
So it reveals to us what God is like.
当我哋打开圣经嘅时候，我哋先明白哦，原来上帝系咁样嘅性情，咁样嘅性格。
Well, then we know what Bible is, what God is like through opening the Bible and read the scriptures.
所以作为基督徒嘅时候，我哋好想每个礼拜嘅时候，藉住 preaching， 我哋都会明白圣经，明白上帝系点样嘅。
So we all want to know as Christians, when we open the Bible every Sunday, we learn more about God.
不过就算我哋认识咗上帝系咁样，咁又如何啊
？Well, but even though now we know about God, so what do we do now?
可能我哋由儿童嘅主学嘅时候，我哋都听咗好多圣经里面我讲到上帝系点噶啦。
Well, ever since children ministry, we've been taught about a lot of Bible stories.
咁讲到去圣经，讲到上帝系咁，咁又同我哋有乜关系啫
？Well, it talks a lot about the God stuff in the Bible. What is it in relationship to us?
系嘛，我哋都好熟圣经嘅内容噶。
We know the Bible passage very well.
有一位嘅神学家叫做 Karl Barth。
Karl Barth says.
不是所有基督徒都会去认同他的观点。
Not every Christian will agree to what he says.
不过其中有一样东西他这样去看圣经。
One thing, he looked at Bible this way.
他说只是一本圣经摆在这里没人去读没人去看呢那本圣经不是神的启示。
He said, if the Bible is just there, nobody's reading it, it's not revelation of God's word.
他说直至到有一个人走去愿意去看圣经并且是让圣经对他讲说话光照咗佢嘅时候咧，呢个先系上帝嘅启示。
Until someone actually picks up the Bible, read about it, be anointed, be enlightened by God's word, then it's revelation from God's word.
可能你同埋我咧未必认同佢前半句嗰句嘅说话。
Maybe we not agree with his first part of what he said.
可能你认为咧，就算有冇人读呢本圣经咧，呢本圣经本身都系神嘅启示。
Well, maybe you think that even though nobody's reading the Bible, it's still God's word.
但我谂佢下半句嘅解释咧，好重要嘅，对于我哋嚟讲。
But the later part, what he said, is actually very important to us.
对于我哋嚟讲，唔单单知道嗰个系神嘅启示，嗰个系讲关于上帝嘅一段嘅经文。
To us, this is not just a revelation of God's word. It's not just a scripture.
而系圣经同你同埋我嘅关系。
It's the relationship the God, the Bible has with us.
如果唔系嘅时候咧，神嘅启示同我哋有咩嘅关联咧
？If not, the revelation in the Scripture has nothing to do with us.
所以我哋讲到嘅时候，我哋必定要去讲圣经，因为圣经讲到系上帝佢自己嘅。
So when we talk about Scripture, during the preaching, we need to talk about God's word because it's relation to us.
但你又发觉睇圣经嘅时候咧，都发现到好多 story 喺里边噶。
Well, but when you read about the Bible, do you see there's a lot of stories inside the Bible?
上帝咧去表达佢自己系点样嘅时候咧，佢唔系好多时候用好多 statement 去表达嘅。
When God reveals Himself to us, He didn't use a lot of statements.
你有冇睇过？你中唔中意读嗰啲说明书噶
？Do you like to read menus?
几多人中意噶
？Who likes to read menus？
诶，冇乜人中意，
Oh, somebody actually does.
Stephanie， 点解你要中意
？Stephanie， why do you like reading menus？
点解你中意 reading menu 噶
？Why？
It's fun. Okay.
It's fun. Okay.
She is so special. So， 可能咧，即系我就唔系好中意读嗰啲说明书。
I don't really like to read menus.
好闷嘅系咪
？It's really boring.
即係就算一句一句咁嘅 statement 好悶嘅。
Well, it's like one verse by one verse. It's really boring.
我諗下，如果聖經係咁樣去記載中言嗰啲 statement， 句句講緊上帝係咁樣嘅。
I'm thinking if the Bible were like this way, it's like all these statements in the Bible. It's all like that.
我哋都好 boring 噶嘛，係咪
？It's really boring, right？
係嘛？但係聖經裡面咧係講緊好多 story。透過 story 去講緊上帝係點樣嘅上帝。
But the Bible, it talks about there's a lot of stories in it. It reveals to us what God is like through these stories.
而且嗰啲 story 裡面嘅人物咧，其實係幫助我哋去明白上帝嘅。
The characters in those stories help us to understand about God.
所以你要留意得到聖經裡面有好多唔同嘅敘事嘅一啲 story 去記載落嚟。
So you can see in the stories there's a lot of description about what God is like.
但呢個都仲係未係 preaching。
This is not really preaching, still.
Preaching 唔係淨係單單係講緊 God story.
Preaching is not just about the stories.
Preaching 唔係淨係單單講緊 biblical story 裏面嘅人物。
Preaching is not about the characters in biblical stories.
Preaching 係要去包括你同埋個 story 同上帝嘅 story encounter 先至係 preaching.
Preaching is about us, our story, God's story encountered together.
今日我哋睇一段嘅 story.
Today we read a scripture.
我哋都盼望呢一个嘅 story 咧，都要系同你同埋我嘅 story 呢一齐嘅去 mix up 俾你。
I hope this story is in relation to our stories。
让上帝嘅说话咧去光照我哋。
May God's word enlighten us。
头先咧，Amina 帮我哋读咗喺 Mark chapter 14呢段经文啦。
Just now, Amina has read chapter 14。
吓，我哋再睇咧第一、第二节好嘛
？Let's read the first two sentences。
我们第一节他说过两天是逾节又是除教节祭司长文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他。
Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him.
他讲解一个节日 Passover.
Talks about Passover.
但是 what is the story behind the Passover?
What is the story behind Passover?
是有什么故事在即系 Passover 嘅背后噶。
What is the background of Passover？
首先，以色列人点解会喺埃及噶
？Firstly, why Israelites were in Egypt？
因为我哋知道 Passover 就系讲紧佢哋出埃及嘅故事，系咪
？Because we know Passover is about them leaving Egypt。
但系以色列人点解会喺埃及嘅
？Why were they in Egypt？
你记得有边一个人被佢嘅哥哥卖咗，跟住去咗埃及噶
？Whom do you remember that was betrayed by his elder brother and sold to Egypt？
系边个啊
？Who was that？
Joseph，
yeah，
you are right。Okay， give them a hand。
You are right。There you go。
Joseph， 佢被佢嘅哥哥卖咗去埃及，本来系一件不幸嘅事啊。
Joseph was being sold in slavery to Egypt. It was an unfortunate thing。
但是经过一段的时间的时候约瑟体会得到、哦、原来这个是上帝差遣他让他在饥荒的时候可以去救了他自己的民族。
Through times, Joseph actually realized it was God's plan to send him there so that he can help his country to be benefited from the famine that they are going through.
其实不单只是一个对于他家族的救赎这么简单。
It's not just for his own family.
你记得咧，系上帝同亚伯拉罕立约嘅一个嘅条文。
You remember it was something that a covenant with Abraham。
佢讲紧佢同佢立约嘅关系嘅时候，讲紧上帝俾佢哋嘅祝福咧，系佢哋嘅子孙要好似天上面嘅星、海边嘅沙咁多。
It talked about the covenant that Abraham that it's the descendants is going to be stars in the sky。
你谂下，如果约瑟他们那段的时间他们的家族已经是在饥荒里面去死亡的时候这个的立约这个应许就不能够实现。
If the family of Joseph actually they all die from this famine, then this covenant would not come true.
所以其实 Passover 的背后已经告诉你第一样东西上帝是一个信实和守约的这位上帝。
So the first thing Passover tells us is God is a trusting God that he keeps his promises.
第二个就是、哦、约瑟他救了他的家族了于是他们留了在埃及多少年、啊、
So it talks about the second thing is, well, Joseph has been there in Egypt and how many years were they there?
记不记得
Do you guys remember?
几多给你提示你呀、yeah, 400年。
400 years.
400年的时候跟着后面呢当时的埃及人就在迫害以色列人。
Well, during those times, the Egyptians were really not treating the Israelites right.
当时呢我们先看一段的经文好吗
Well, let's look at some scriptures.
出埃及记第三章。
Shaddai Cupcake.
Exodus.
It's Exodus.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3.
Verse 7 to 10.
Verse 7 to 10. Chapter 3.
Sorry, I didn't tell you this passage.
That's okay. Let me just read to it.
出埃及記第 3 章 7 到 10 節。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 10.
So can you
sure, read? Sure, I can read that. I can find it. Ah. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of the slave drivers, and I am concerned about the suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now, go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. So my,
thank
sorry,
you.
My,
thank
my
you.
Eyes
so
are,
hard
it's losing.
To pronounce it. Thank you.
Probably because of my eye. Sorry. There you go.
但喺呢段经文里边提咗好几个嘅好重要嘅讲紧上帝嘅行动。
The scripture talks a few things that God is doing.
佢知道佢嘅百姓喺埃及面对嘅情况。
When God knew.
佢话上帝话我看见。
When God knew what's happening with the Israelites, He said, "I saw."
我听见。
I listened.
我知道。
I heard it and I know.
于是佢下嚟要去拯救佢哋出埃及。
So He is coming down and going to rescue them from Egypt.
而且去领佢哋去到应许之地。
And to lead them to the promised land.
上帝系睇见，上帝系听见，上帝系知道。
God sees it, heard it. And He knows.
上帝从来都冇离开佢自己嘅子民。
God would never forsake His own.
Passover 都系讲紧上帝就系一个咁样嘅上帝。
Passover also tell us that God is such.
去拯救佢自己嘅子民。
To rescue His own people.
上帝唔系净系喺远远喺天边坐在喺佢宝座上面嗰个上帝。
God is not just up there somewhere.
上帝系看见系听见系知道系嚟拯救。
He's not just sitting there. Waiting around, but he hears it, he listens to it, he knows it, and he sees it.
剛才 Celebration Team 嘅時候，領我哋唱嗰啲嘅詩歌。
Worship Team helped us through a few songs.
其中一首嘅詩歌都係講緊我哋有好多個 burden， 我哋點樣去交俾神。
One song talks about how we lift up all our burdens to God.
神知道。
God knows it.
唔知道你今日所面對嘅最大嘅 burden 係啲乜嘢？
What is your burden right now at this moment?
乜嘢係你人生裏面最大嘅 difficulties 同埋你嘅 obstacle 係啲乜嘢？
What is your biggest struggles, difficulties you going through right now?
乜嘢係你而家最恐懼嘅？
What is something that you fear most right now?
上帝知道。
He knows it.
上帝睇見。
He sees it.
上帝臨在喺你嘅當中。
His presence among us.
不如咧，我請可唔可以同你隔離位嘅領姊妹，大概兩三分鐘嘅時候就去分享乜嘢係你最大嘅 struggle。
Maybe you can share among your neighbors, two or three of you, what is the struggle that you're going through right now at this time? We'll give you 2 to 3 minutes about that.
好嘛，就係同你身邊嘅人。
Let's do it right now. Okay. What's my struggles translating for you?
So God knows.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll take away your burden.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm getting old. Like seriously, 我啲老花咧。我唔係，同埋呢度啲燈光係。I know.
有啲少啲嘅啫，隻隻細貓要攞去。係咯，幾時我就想買。唔知咧，佢啱啱先個時嘅。係咯。即係叫買。
咁我聽你講，因為又要你又要等，又等。係啊，又等十日。咁就好多。本來又係感恩，即係而家見到咁嘅天氣咧，其實有時候見到好大雨嘅嘛，都會。係，係你講嘅。咁但係。
Yeah,
parasite.
Parasite.
It's not
pizza.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your sharing.
Thanks for your sharing, everyone.
一陣完咗崇拜嘅時候呢,可以繼續,可以share你個
You can keep on sharing after the Sunday service.
我相信呢,即係見到大家都好 interest呢,就係
I believe that, well, it's interesting to see that you have a smile on your face while you're sharing your struggles.
因为可能呢,那些的确是我们的struggle,不过我们身边有弟兄姊妹,还有我们有上帝。
Maybe because even through our struggles, there's God among us, there's friend among us.
这段经文好,就一直提醒我们,上帝看见。
This scripture tells us, reassures that God sees us.
上帝听见,上帝知道,上帝行动。
He heard it. He knows it, and he is taking action.
所以我请你再望翻头先你分享嘅弟兄姊妹，你拍下佢。
I want you to go back to the neighbors and just give them a pat on the back.
上帝知道。
Tell them that God knows.
Yeah.
God knows it.
God is tender loving care with us all the time.
加拉太书14章讲紧过两天就系逾越节了。
Well, now we're back to Mark chapter 14. It talks about in about 2 weeks there's going to be Passover.
2 days.
Oh, okay. It talks about in only 2 days Jesus' resurrection is here.
但 before resurrection 要受苦受死，系咪
？Yes, before resurrection, he needs to suffer.
因为耶稣基督就系要去咁去成就救恩。Because
Jesus has to make the salvation come true through
suffering.
因为逾越节嘅时候就系要去讲紧上帝要带领以色列人出埃及。Jesus talks about, well, not Jesus talks about Passover. It's about the Exodus people coming out of Egypt.
佢哋当时候就要去杀嗰只羔羊羔，将佢血涂喺门楣上边。
It talks about during Passover, they have to slaughter that lamb and put the blood all around the frame.
我哋大家都知道呢一个就系指向紧耶稣基督嘅宝血为你同埋我流出嚟。
We all know that this points to actually Jesus' own blood shed for us.
所以由旧约圣经出埃及记一路去到新约圣经，讲紧耶稣嘅出现。
So throughout from Old Testament to New Testament. It talks about Jesus' appearance.
都係好想同佢向你去表明，上帝唔係喺好遠，上帝係願意臨在你嘅當中愛。
The Bible wants to tell us that Jesus is not far away; He's among us.
上帝願意嚟救贖我哋。
He's willing to come and save us.
呢位就係同我哋咁親近嘅上帝。
This is someone who's so close to us.
跟住第三節到第九節嘅另一個 story.
Verse 3 to 9, it talks about another story.
我唔再詳細再讀成個經文啦。
I won't go into details anymore.
第三節嘅時候講緊耶穌喺呢一位患大麻風嘅西門屋企裏面坐席。
In verse 3, it says Jesus actually went to Simon the leper home for dinner.
有一個嘅女人攞住嗰瓶嘅真拿達香膏呢，就去膏耶穌嘅頭。
A woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, went to Jesus.
How expensive?
How expensive was it?
有幾貴啊？
How expensive was it? You have an idea?
一年嘅工資喎。
A whole year of wage.
咁你話我都唔知阿爸阿媽你一年工資幾多？我又未做嘢。I
haven't worked for a whole year yet.
咁樣夾埋你10年嘅利是啦，不如。
Maybe 10 years of your red pocket money.
Wow, you're so.
But I think they surrender them all to the parents.
Oh, okay, yeah, too bad.
So they might not know.
即係好多好多錢嘅時候。
It's a lot of money.
对于当时候那个的女性来讲，那个可能是她一生的幸福，一生的积蓄。
To that particular woman, it might not be just 1 year. It might be the whole lifespan of her income and her, all her savings.
是她们 一生最重要的嫁妆来的，我不知道
嫁妆是什么。It's something, 嫁妆, it's, oh, I know that one. Dolly? Dolly?
Bridal. Oh.
Dolly, okay, there we go.
Oh, that's good.
I never had that, so.
她就要将她所有的都是呈现给耶稣。
She's giving all she has.
固然啦，有人好唔满意啦，觉得佢好嘥啦。
Somebody said it's like it's a waste.
但喺呢一个嘅女人嘅心目当中咧，一切都值得去为耶稣摆上。
To this woman, whatever it is, it's worth it for Jesus.
系佢嘅一生，系佢嘅青春，系佢嘅幸福，系佢嘅所有。
It's her whole life. It's her youth. It's her whole life. It's something that she's still willing to give it up.
耶稣嘅反应咧，耶稣赞佢。
What is Jesus' reaction? He's actually praising her.
耶稣赞佢话呢个嘅女性喺佢身上面所做嘅一件美事。
He said that what she did is a beautiful thing.
而且咧仲话咧系要去到边度传福音时候都要记载呢一个嘅女子所
做。He said whenever we spread the gospel, we have to tell about the story.
哇，你留意下咧，整卷嘅马可福音咧。
Pay attention in the whole book of Mark.
喺呢一个马可呢个作者嘅笔下咧，耶稣好少赞人嘅。
And this author, Mark, according to Mark, Jesus not, well, very seldom
praised people. He
praised about one or two people in the past.
所有的门徒在马可福音里面都没有被赞过。
All the disciples in this book of Mark was never been praised.
但是他赞这个女子。
But yet, Jesus praised this woman.
而且呢还要说去到哪里传福音都要记载这件事。
Moreover,He says that wherever you go and spread the gospel, you have to bring the story with him.
哇，咁重要嘅人物，佢叫咩名啊？
What is this such an important person? What is the name of this person?
有冇人知道佢叫咩名？
Anybody knows this name of this woman?
Nope. 就啱啦。
No, it's right.
因为圣经冇记载佢叫咩名。
Because the Bible didn't have any record of what the name was.
点解咁重要嘅赞扬嘅人物，但系唔记载佢叫咩名？
Then how come such an important person it doesn't even have a name?
相反，佢又讲系佢去咗边个人屋企咧，佢就记载。
In contrast, it talks about where this person, where Jesus went.
嗰个叫西门。
It's this person's name Simon.
但系有特别嘅意思嘅，点解要记载嗰个西门咧？因为佢系患大麻风嘅。
There's a special meaning to it.Why such a name, Simon? Because he's in his leprosy. He has leprosy.
当时冇人理嘅，被遗弃嘅，冇人接受嘅，但系耶稣就要去救到佢。
He's abandoned. Nobody likes him. But yet Jesus went to him.
但系相反，这个女性所做嘅咧，佢话冇名字。
But in contrast, what this woman did, well, we don't know the name of this woman.
因为圣经嘅作者话俾我哋听，佢系边一个，其实唔系最重要。
Because the author of this book wants to tell us.It does not matter what her name was.
最重要的是想你和我投入好像去成为她去做在耶稣的身上。
The most important thing is what this woman did to Jesus.
让到我们能够可以好像她一样去到回应上帝。
So that we can learn from her to repay what God has done for us.
当然你说她说哇出去传福音的时候竟然去全部都要去讲关于这件事的。
Well, yeah, like we have to talk about this whole story over and over again.
但是为什么我们今时出去传福音的时候又不见我们讲这个故事
呢? Then, but when we go on and spread the gospel, why didn't we talk about this story?
Costco?
Did I say that?
No, that's
fine. I need a few things from there.
但是你看看这段经文呢其实主要的是讲因为这个女子所做的是为了她将要埋葬的事情。
It talks about, like, in this passage, well, it talks about Jesus' burial coming up.
所以其实讲紧嘅福音呢是讲紧耶稣将要去受死这件事情。
So actually, what Jesus wants us to tell people, it's about his suffering. He's going to die.
就不是说一定要将这个女子所有做的事呢要去再一次讲一次。
It's not specifically about the story about this woman to tell the whole story all
over
again.
不过的而且确耶稣是赞扬这个女子。
But of course, Jesus really praised this
woman. 这个没有名字的女子。
Somebody who doesn't have name.
这个期望你和我成为的这个的行动的。
He's hoping that we are doing the same as this woman.
今天你和我愿不愿意好像这个女子这样去回应上帝。
Today, are we willing to act like this woman?
你唔系只系单单去见到 God's story。
We don't just see this story。
唔单单系见到呢一个女子嘅 story。
We don't just read about this woman's story。
系今日你愿唔愿意用你嘅 story 去回应上帝
？Is today do you want to give back to Jesus with your own story.
是用你的生命去回应上帝。
With your own life to respond to God.
以致我们是被上帝赞扬的。
So that we will be praised by God.
上帝会记得我们的。
Jesus will remember us.
上帝可能呢即係真係第日嘅時候佢會記得我哋每一個嘅名字我哋被紀念。
God might remember all our names that we remembered.
就真係呢好似今時今日呢有一啲嘅建築物呢都係要去用嗰個人嘅命名嘅。
Just like a lot of buildings around us, there's a name to the buildings.
啊因為好似 Simon Fraser,
for example, Simon Fraser,
Terry Fox, 啊
Terry Fox,
好重要被紀念。
A lot of these names are to be remembered.
By the way, 你知唔知道 Vancouver 係人嚟㗎？
By the way, do you remember Vancouver is a person?
幾多人知道啊？
I didn't know.
哇，即係
you guys know? Wow.
好犀利。我最初嚟到溫哥華嘅時候咧，有一次我同我太太去 museum。
When I first came here to Canada, I went with my wife to a museum.
嗰度就喺度講緊咧呢一個 George Vancouver 嘅嗰個 story。
It talks about George Vancouver, the lifetime, the story of George
Vancouver. 我就好興奮咁捉住我老婆。
I was so excited, I went to my wife.
跟住我同佢講 Vancouver 係人嚟嘅原來。
I said Vancouver is actually a person.
跟住佢就好迷惘咁樣。
And she was like, huh?
我一早都知啦。
Well, I know it long time ago.
但原來我唔知喎。
But I didn't know.
但係當我又知道呢度唔單止一個地方，原來係一個人嘅時候，背後有個 story 咧，係唔同嘅感受。
But from the point that I thought it was just a name for the place to the point that I know it's actually a person, the meaning has changed.
今日都一樣啊。
Today is the same.
你淨係單單坐喺度去敬拜，可能哎呀，我哋認識你。
You're just sitting here worshiping. You might say, oh yeah, we know you.
但如果更加清楚知道你背後嘅 story。
But if you know the story behind yourself,
那种感受不同。
The feeling totally makes a difference.
正如今天上帝很清楚知道你经历的每一样东西。
It's just like God knows exactly what you are going through right now.
你今天透过这个讲道的时候都不单单认识了上帝。
Through this sermon, you might not just learn more about God.
不单单认识了那个女子。
You learn more about that woman.
而是你回应上帝的时候。
It's your time to respond to God yourself.
在现在是大斋节 Lent 的 season.
It's the season of Lent.
我们纪念我们等候主耶稣基督受难周的出现。
We remember and looking forward to the week of the suffering.
受难周告诉我们就是上帝的爱。
Through that week, it tells us that it's God's love.
这个女子对上帝的回应就是讲爱的回应。
The response of this woman is God's love.
上帝明白，上帝看见，上帝听见你生命的难处。
God understands it, hears it, and sees what you're going through right now, all the suffering.
但上帝亦都期待你好似呢个女子咁用爱去回应。
God is also looking forward for you to respond to him just like the woman did.
让我一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我哋感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我哋感谢你嘅大爱。
We thank you for your love.
感谢你透过圣经俾我哋明白上帝你。
We thank you, God. You help us to understand you through the Bible.
又透过呢个女子俾我哋去明白上帝你愿意我哋回应你。
And through this woman, we understand that we need to respond to you, God.
主啊，你系明白我哋一切嘅难处。
God, you know all our troubles and sufferings.
我哋又愿意敞开我哋嘅生命去回应你。
Let us open our hearts to you to reveal our life to you.
让你的 story 和我们的 story 可以结连在一起。
Let your story and our story be connected.
成为一个 sacred story 去见证你。
To be a sacred story to glorify you.
感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Amina.
Thank you, Pastor Enoch.
Thank you. So this is time for our communion.